Great. Well, today I would like to welcome Jill Nelson. She is the founder and CEO of Ruby Receptionists. And I would love, Jill, for you just to talk a little bit about your company and just tell us a little bit for people who are listening to this or reading it and aren't familiar with it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Wendy, and thank you for interviewing me. Ruby Receptionist is a 10-year-old company in Portland, Oregon, and we are the voice, the frontline voice to about 3,000 small businesses throughout the United States. We're about keeping those real human connections alive, so we are real receptionists who do the old-fashioned receptionist work for small businesses, but we do it all from Portland, Oregon, and it's from a remote location designed to help keep costs economical but still keep those human interactions alive.
Yeah, thank you. So for folks who are reading this and or who are listening to this and aren't familiar, I wanted to just talk a little bit about the awards that you've received, because I think that it's just so amazing what you've done with your company. It's not just that you are a growing, profitable company. That is just really the surface. It just goes so much deeper as to how you have built your culture and the amazing enthusiasm with your employees. So what's amazing to me is that the last few years, you've been on Portland Business Journal's fastest growing company list for 6 consecutive years. You were twice awarded Oregon Business's 100 Best Green Companies to Work For, Oregon Business's Best Midsize Company in Oregon, and 2 years on Fortune Magazine's Best Small Business to Work For in the entire United States. And I just think that's amazing. I especially think it's amazing because on the very surface, when I look at a company like virtual receptionists or live answering centers, it seems to me like it could be an industry where things are really easily commoditized. But I don't even see you guys falling in that category because you have done so much to differentiate yourself. And so I was wondering if you could just take some time and explain a little bit about the culture.
You bet. And thank you for all those kind words. The awards have been really gratifying, especially all of the Great Place to Work awards that we've won, and particularly the Small Business Awards in the from Fortune Magazine. I would say those are the drivers behind getting the fastest growing companies. We believe it's cause and effect, and it all starts with the people. Ruby is we're a mission-based company. We are very clear on why we're here. We're about keeping those real human connections alive. And even though, yes, on the surface, we may look like a call center, although we're in Class A office space with some really, really nice digs. From the outside, you may think, oh, we're traditional, look something similar to a call center, but we take every one of those calls we take every day, which is around 16,000. It's about 250 calls for each receptionist every day. And we look at them as opportunities to connect, opportunities to make a difference in someone's day, in someone's life. So we don't just follow a script or a set of instructions. We have some really great systems that set us up for consistency, but we try to do our best to be very clear about our mission and then find people who really resonate with that mission, who think coming to work for 250 opportunities to make someone's day is a gratifying place to be, is a rewarding place to be. And so it takes the process, what could look, could be seen as ordinary work, and makes it really meaningful. And we've had some wonderful note cards and thank yous from clients about how we've helped them grow, how we've even just brightened their day, we turn someone's day from a grumpy, horrible, stress out day to, gosh, there's people out there that really care. And those are the kinds of things that I think make people want to come to work. So at the core, we are about that mission, but we understand making people's day isn't just about making our clients' day. That if that's our mission, it doesn't matter if it's a customer, a community member, or an employee. That's what we come to work to do. So it is a really neat place to come. I come to work and I'm just surrounded by these wonderful people that who just live our values and make it just so enjoyable to come to work that when it comes time to accomplish goals and hit our targets, we're all just motivated and working together and feel like we're doing something meaningful. And I think it just makes it really powerful and makes it fun and makes it successful. And that, I think, is the defining difference of Ruby compared to maybe a traditional center. It's just that we feel like we have a mission.
Yeah, I love that. And it shows. Every time you meet someone from your company, they're just smiling and happy. Yeah, I just love that. And
thank you.
And you and your company are just such an inspiration to my business partner, Sean, and myself. And it's exciting.
Thank you.
It's exciting. Well, thank you. So I'm curious about when you were first starting the company, can you tell me some of your insights on culture and employee engagement? Because I can't imagine that all of where you are now and all the success you've had as a result of that was it wasn't all in place at that point. So how, if someone was listening and wanted to start infusing that into their company, what was it like for you to get started on that?
Well, it's a very great insight because when we started Ruby, we did not know what we were doing. And in fact, we weren't even clear in our mission. I thought we were about making businesses just more efficient. And it really wasn't until we heard the feedback from our clients about, oh my gosh, you guys are so nice and you make such a difference in my business. I get to relax, that we started really figuring out who we were. But you know, there was that pivotal moment. I might have shared this story with you before. But it was the 2008 when the stock market crashed something like 700 points that one day, and then over the course of 3 months it lost 60% of its value. And we're a receptionist company, which is, you know, some, I can imagine that many companies looked at us as a luxury. So we kind of looked at that time and went, you know, gosh, we may be going down, and what are we going to do to survive? And that was the first time we really took a look at, you know, what was it that we stood for? If we wanted to be the last thing our clients cut, you know, how could we make ourselves so valuable that we would be helping their business, and, you know, we would be such a value that we would be the last thing someone would let go of in an economic crisis. And that's when we really took a look at ourselves and that, you know, we are about that peace of mind, that we're a real human voice there, consistently there, no matter what someone's going through. And we would be a differentiator for businesses, be a warm personal voice. And that was the first time we sort of figured out what our values were and what we hung our hat on. We launched our first WOW campaign of let's try to, you know, find opportunities to let our clients know that they've been heard and make them feel special, and send note cards and little small tokens of appreciation, or just things that made us think of our clients. That was really a turning point when things were at their darkest, when we said, you know, gosh, if we're going down swinging, what is it that we stand for? I think, you know, and since then, I mean, it's been a fun ride this whole 10 years, but I would say that was a pivotal time for us. And, you know, the call center industry as a whole in 2009 lost about 15%, went down about 15% in revenue, and we grew our clients 30% that year. So it really was just getting clear on who we were, and then our branding started following. So I think, you know, if you in want to create a culture that is so strong and driven to success, you want to really figure out, well, what is it that you stand for and what are your values, and then make sure that you're attracting people who are just inspired and excited about those same things. And once you have that, I think things start to sort of build themselves.
Mm-hmm. So do you use your values as part of your hiring process? Because you mentioned that piece about attracting people.
Yeah, we have, you know, we use our values in everything we do. Each quarter we have a state of the company meeting, and I share our company goals, but I never share our annual or even quarterly goals before sharing, you know, gosh, at the base of everything is our mission and values. Our mission is why we do what we do, and our values are how we do what we do, things that we would not sacrifice in any situation. So yes, we use our values. So we're trying to attract people who are, I think our ads say something like, you know, if making other people's day makes your day, we want to hear from you. We actually use a screening process in which the resume is looked at only at the very end. And we're just about finding people who just light up and are inspired when they come look at in True Ruby. They get inspired by the things they see, and you can tell, you can see their faces light up, and we want to make sure that that they want to come to work, and it's not a place for everybody. Our hiring process is pretty grueling, so it actually doesn't stop at the first day. We have a training process, and about half of our receptionists, half of the people that start will make it through the first week, and some of them decide,
wow,
gosh, it's not for me. And but that is it at the core of everything. It's we don't mean to be, you know, I guess we are. We really want to be around in people that are driven by the same thing, and not everybody is. Everybody has their passions. We're not all the same, and but we're just very, very clear about if you want, and, you know, if you don't want to focus on the things that are important to us, it won't be rewarding to be here either. So I think it's a mutually beneficial thing to be very clear in that first week.
You know, it's so in. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's a little bit like some people are shocked to hear that only for about half the people make it for the first week. But I think at the end of the day, it's best for everybody.
Yeah, well, I think that having people who are truly passionate and alignment in alignment with your values, your mission, your philosophy, then you sort of have the best fit. You all love them and they love you.
Exactly.
So, you know, sometimes I think our clients at Kinesis are a little bit surprised that one of the first things that we do is talk with them about their values and mission, because I think sometimes folks come to us and think that the first thing that we're going to start with is a lead generation campaign. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious from your perspective, because I know you're also an avid marketer of your own company, how do you think culture and employees and all that sort of soft and fuzzy stuff, how does that help you with your branding and your marketing?
Yeah, well, you know, it's for us too, we are selling our values in a sense. We are a virtual receptionist company, but we are about real human connections and making other people's day, and that is the service that we're selling to our clients so that they can provide that to their customers too. Ruby, we feel, is so well aligned with what we're trying to do. The brand, it's a woman's name, of course. It harkens back to it was a name popular in the 40s and 50s, harkens back to an era when personal service was the norm. We try to use fun colors. We try to use a language and tone that's very what we call Ruby, which is professional, but friendly and hopefully a little bit charming, that we believe that professional doesn't have to mean stuffy, that you can have fun throughout the day and still get business done. But our brand, we think, attracts employees. We think when someone sees our brand, what it evokes is the same thing. It's consistent when they call us. They're going to get that same feeling. We feel that really understanding who we are, it differentiates us. So you talk about other call centers try to take a look every once in a while, but we feel like we're just doing what we're driven to do, and the clients that find us value the same things, and they end up staying longer. They are really excited to work with us. they are aligned with us as well. So, you know, our employees are aligned and our customers are aligned, and that has a lot to do with our branding, and our branding has a lot to do with who we are. So it all fits together. And if you look at Ruby Receptionist, hope you'll, you know, most people will get that same feeling. Even our font, you know, has a fun but helpful look to it.
Yeah, so everything aligns with that. Well, you know, it's just so funny because I also have looked at some other call center sites, and you really don't even fall into the same industry. I really feel like you guys are just you're a company unto yourself, and you have, I mean, you know, if you go with Seth Godin's idea of the purple cow, you guys really have created a purple cow and stand out in the field.
And that's what, you know,
certainly.
We really, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you.
Go ahead.
What we really try to just earn or keep every day for our clients. So we're not comparing ourselves to our competition. If we just are trying to constantly provide our clients exceptional value. And so, again, going back to delivering our values and our brand, delivering that message, it makes it more fun too, because you're not having to compare yourself to what other people are doing and measuring up. You're just doing what you're driven to do with, and I think having a brand that aligns with your values helps you do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I certainly can attest to the level of your customer service. I think Kinesis has been one of your customers for, well, I don't know how many years, several, four,
great.
Five.
You're beloved, too, because you guys are
yes.
So nice. So hopefully you've gotten some of that
Ruby
wowism your way.
We have been wowed, for sure. So I wanna just go ahead and wrap this up so that we don't make this call too long, but I did want to just ask you one last question. And it's really about the pieces that, in your opinion, are the most important things for entrepreneurs to put in place to make a thriving, growing company. If someone looked at your company success and said, yeah, you know, I want to achieve some of those things because, you know, you have grown very fast and you have attracted amazing employees and you have grown your customer base, and I think all those things are things that a lot of entrepreneurs aspire to. So what are your key things?
Well, thank you for all of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, at the core of everything is those mission, vision, values, and the people that align with that. And then we have this balance of people and process that we talk about at work. So we try to create as many systems and processes that are just clear-cut for baseline, everyday interaction service so that you create consistency and you create a foundation so that you can step out of the norm and do something special, because you can be efficient enough that you have room to create space to have an interaction with a client, and you have really good systems so that you're accurate in your message taking. And so there's this foundation pieces that I think are really important, and especially in regards to marketing. At Ruby, I talk a lot about touch points that every way in which someone sees your company is a touch point. And whether it's your website and your brand on your website, or whether it's calling your company and getting that experience, they all say something about your company. So we've goofed a few times in the past, more than a few, and learned along the way. But just because we're pleasant on the phone, if we were to send an invoice to someone and it was, you know, inaccurate and not nicely arranged with the Ruby colors, and if there was a gruff message saying pay your bill, that would contradict our brand. And so we talk about every single thing, even our wall space, our conference rooms. Our conference rooms are a great example of trying to live Ruby through a room. So we try to anticipate your needs. So if you were in our conference room, there would be notepads and pencils and Mac, Apple computer adapters, and anything that anyone's ever asked for before would be ready for you in the conference room. So not to go on a tangent about that, but I think looking at every single touch point and does it align with your brand is a really good place to start in terms of creating systems and processes.
Oh my gosh, I love
it. Go on and on, but
No, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it, and I just want to say I'll include this in the notes, but for anyone who's listening to this, if you want to learn more about Ruby Receptionists, go to callruby.com, and even if you don't want to hire them, go to their website just because it's so much fun to look at their brand and their marketing and how much they're is in terms of sticking with that Ruby, that visual identity is just very consistent, and I think it's a great example. And then reading our story and all about the values, I just think that there's so much alignment that people can learn a lot just by looking at your website.
Oh,
so thank you.
Thank
you so much.
Likewise.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Later.